Page 6. 2. Study for your tests. Everything you need to know to pass your tests is located in this section. It is important that you study the material for each topic. Sample questions are provided to help you test your knowledge. Next page. Signs and traffic signals. You must obey all official signs, signals, and markings unless you see a police officer or road worker redirecting traffic. Signs. Signs often use symbols or pictures rather than words. Each type of sign has a special color and shape to help you easily recognize the sign at a glance. Regulatory signs. Prohibitive. Traffic signs that prohibit certain actions or movements are red in color and increase safety by controlling the flow of traffic through intersections. Stop. Octagon. This sign means you must come to a complete stop. Yield to other vehicles and stop and stay stopped for pedestrians crossing in marked or unmarked crosswalks. When it is safe, you may enter the intersection. Yield. Triangle. This sign means you should reduce speed and yield right of way. If needed, stop the same as you would for a stop sign. Do not enter. Square. This sign warns you not to enter a road or freeway. You will see this sign if you are going the wrong way. No left turn, no right turn, no U-turn. These signs prohibit certain actions. When you see a sign with a red circle and a slash mark, it means do not make the turn shown. Next page. Page 8. Regulatory signs. Other. Regulatory signs are rectangular with black words or symbols on a white background and tell you what to do. They are posted at or near where the requirement applies. Not all regulatory signs are shown here. Speed limit. This indicates the maximum speed in miles per hour. Signs may be electronic and may change based on current conditions. One way. Traffic flows only in the direction of the arrow. Right turn permitted without stopping. This sign may appear below a stop sign. Traffic turning right may turn without stopping. Other traffic must stop and yield right of way. Lane use control. These signs are used where turns are required or permitted from lanes as shown. Right lane transit only. These signs are used in transit only lanes. Only transit vehicles, or people biking, if indicated on the sign, may continue straight through an intersection. Right turn permitted. This sign indicates you can briefly use the transit lane to turn into a driveway, turn at the next intersection, or pull over to park along the curb where allowed. Always yield to transit vehicles and people riding bicycles in transit lanes. Merge into the lane behind them after they pass. Next page. Page 9. Keep right. A traffic island, median, or obstruction divides the road ahead. Keep to the right. Center lane turn only. Share the center lane for left turns from both directions. Do not pass. This sign indicates that you may not pass. No turn on red. You may not turn during the red light. You must wait for the signal to turn green. High occupancy vehicle. This lane is reserved for vehicles carrying at least two or more persons, as noted on the sign. A white diamond may be painted on the lane. Left turn yield on green. On a green circular signal, yield the right of way to oncoming traffic and pedestrians until it is safe to turn. Stop here for pedestrians. This sign may appear near a crosswalk. Stop at the stop line when a pedestrian is in the crosswalk. Next page. Page 10. Warning signs. Warning signs are yellow and alert you to known possible hazards or a change in road conditions ahead. As a driver, you are ultimately responsible for recognizing and reacting correctly to changing conditions, signed or not. Not all warning signs are shown here. Pedestrian crossing. Be alert for people crossing your path. This sign may include a flashing yellow beacon that indicates a pedestrian is crossing, has recently crossed, or is about to cross. Multi-use path crossing. People riding bicycles and pedestrians regularly cross the road in the area. In-street pedestrian crossing. This sign may appear at a crosswalk. Stop when pedestrian is in the crosswalk. Curve. There is a curve ahead. Sharp turn. There is a sharp turn in the road ahead. Chevron. A sharp curve or change in the direction of the road is at the sign. Next page. Page 11. Winding road. The road contains a series of turns or curves. Reversing curves. The road ahead curves to the right, then left. Crossroad. A four-way intersection is ahead. Cross traffic may enter the road. Side road. A T intersection is ahead. Traffic may enter the road from the left or right. Merge. Traffic is merging from the side shown. Add lane. Two roadways join together. You do not need to merge. Lane reduction. The indicated lane ends soon. Vehicles in that lane must merge into the through lane. Two-way traffic ahead. The one-way road joins a two-way road ahead. You will be facing oncoming traffic. Divided highway begins or ends. These signs indicate the beginning or end of a divided highway. Keep to the right. Stop ahead. There is a stop sign ahead. Slow down and prepare to stop. Next page. Page 12. Signal ahead. A traffic signal is ahead. Slow down and be ready to stop. Reduced speed limit ahead. A reduced speed limit is ahead. Prepare to slow down. Roundabout ahead. There is a roundabout intersection ahead. Railroad advance. A railroad crossing is ahead. You may have to stop. Low clearance. The overpass ahead has low clearance. Do not proceed if your vehicle is too tall to pass under it. Hill. A steep grade is ahead. Advisory speed. Advises the safe speed for freeway ramps and curves. This sign may be used with other signs. Signs may be electronic and may change based on current conditions. Slippery when wet. The pavement is unusually slick when wet. Deer. Deer often cross the road in this area. Be alert, slow down if you see deer or other wildlife. Next page. Page 13. Route, guide, and information signs. Route signs show you which route you are on and if the road is an interstate, U.S. route, or state highway. Guide or information signs are green. They give exit information or show the direction of roads or cities. The number on an exit sign helps you know which exit to take. Safety corridors. Safety corridors are designated stretches of highway with more fatal and serious injury collisions than the statewide average. Turn on your lights for safety. Signs identifying safety corridors may include diamond-shaped flags. Historic, cultural, and recreational signs. These brown signs point to historic and cultural locations. They also point to scenic areas, picnic grounds, and parks. Next page. Page 14. Motorist service signs. These blue signs tell you about services or facilities along the highway. These signs may indicate gas, food, and lodging are available at the next exit. A rest area is ahead, an electric vehicle charging station is available, or a facility or parking area is accessible to a person with a disability. They can also indicate the road to a hospital. Alert your family first. Register your emergency contacts now so that Oregon law enforcement can reach your loved ones quickly. Available at dmv2u.oregon.gov. Next page. Page 15. Stop deadly crashes. Always stop on red. Drive safely. The way to go. Transportation safety, ODOT. Traffic signals. Traffic signals control the right-of-way and provide for a smooth, orderly flow of traffic. If a signal appears dark, such as during a power failure, you should stop as if there are stop signs in all directions. When a traffic signal is out of order and flashes yellow or red, you must obey that signal as defined below. Steady circular red. A steady red signal means stop and remain stopped until the signal changes. You are allowed to make the following turns on red after coming to a complete stop unless a sign or police officer states otherwise. When entering a two-way road, you may turn right. When entering a one-way road, you may turn right or left in the direction of the one-way road. Flashing red or dark signal. A flashing red or a dark signal is treated the same as a stop sign. Red arrow. A steady red arrow means stop and remain stopped until the signal changes, except for allowed turns on red. The same turns allowed for a steady red signal are allowed for a red arrow. Steady circular yellow. A steady yellow signal warns you that the signal is about to turn red. Stop before entering the intersection. If you cannot stop safely, drive carefully through it. Next page. Page 16. Flashing yellow. A flashing yellow signal means slow down and proceed with caution. Yellow arrow. A steady yellow arrow warns you that the signal is about to turn red. Stop before entering the intersection, or if you cannot stop safely, drive carefully through it. Flashing yellow arrow. A flashing yellow arrow means that you may make the movement indicated by the arrow, but first you must yield to pedestrians and oncoming traffic. Oncoming traffic has a steady green signal. Steady circular green. A green signal means all movements, straight ahead, left, or right turns, are permitted, unless prohibited by a sign. Left turns must first yield to pedestrians and oncoming traffic. Right turns must first yield to pedestrians. Green arrow. A steady green arrow means you have the right of way and may make the movement indicated by the arrow. Next page, page 17. Sample test questions. 1. What does this sign mean? A. Curves ahead. B. Slippery when wet. C. Obstacle in the road. Page 12. 2. Regulatory prohibitive signs are red and white. Which one of these signs is a regulatory prohibitive sign? A. Do not enter. B. Railroad advance. C. Hospital ahead. Page 7. 3. If a traffic signal is dark because of a power outage, you should A. Wait for a police officer to direct traffic. B. Treat it like a yield sign. C. Treat it like there are stop signs in all directions. Page 15. Next page.